Okay, while we're still waiting for others to join, it's Katrina here. And, as you know, this is my first council call as a vice chair, and as you can see, the chair and vice chair have abandoned the ship. So stewardship is all mine. I'll just try to lead us through this call. Unfortunately, at the moment, we do not have a quorum, which means that we cannot take any decisions. So Barak is saying that Soleiman should be joining shortly. Unfortunately, at the moment, the call is not going through, but hopefully we will reach him. So we'll have representative or counselor from our African region as well. So we'll start with some ceremonial things. First of all, I would like to welcome Nigel. Nigel, that's your first official council call. So welcome. I think that for Maureen, this is also the first call, right, Maureen?
Yes, it is. Thank you very much.
So welcome, and I hope you will enjoy our discussions, no matter how boring they might seem in the beginning. Apologies. As I already mentioned, we have apologies from Byron Keith, also from Leslie and Abibu. We're still not sure about Patrick Miles. Maybe he will join us later, could happen that he won't be able to join. So we were supposed to adopt minutes, but apparently we can't do that. But I still can call, can ask you if anyone has any objections regarding the minutes which were sent to you prior to the call. Any additions, objections, corrections, anything?
Hi, Katrina. This is Peter.
Yeah, hi, Peter.
One thing, I don't have it in front of me, so I'm paraphrasing, but somewhere in the minutes it said that I asked for the ROs to join the coordination committee. That wasn't the way I wanted to express it. I couldn't listen to the audio since I saw the minutes. So
it's not in the minutes. It's not in the minutes, you mean?
No, it is in the minutes, but that wasn't what I asked for. I asked whether the ROs could coordinate with the coordination committee, not to be part of it.
Peter, this is Christina. I will look into that and correct it.
Thanks, Christina.
Okay, thank you. So if there are no more comments or corrections, so we will adopt the minutes via mail. So about actions, Christina, could you please elaborate more on that?
Yeah. 1 second. I'm still working on getting Soleiman on the phone, but I will continue doing that after reading the actions. Okay, so we have action 9301. The Secretariat calls for volunteers for the cross-community working group to develop a framework for operating principles for future cross-community working groups. That one is completed. And then we have action 9302. The Secretariat to call for volunteers to the cross-community working group to develop a framework for the use of country and territory names as CLDs. That one is also completed. And the last one is 9303, the IANA Transfer Coordination Committee to draft a statement on behalf of the CCNSO regarding the current events around the internet governance and circulate it to the council prior to the next council meeting. That one is still in progress.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for the update, and I hope we will have more time to discuss this action 9303. So now we're going to the agenda item number 3, Internet Government Forum, 3.1 update.
Sorry, can I ask who joined? Hello, who joined?
Suleiman Somali Costa.
Oh, hello, welcome Suleiman. Great to have you here.
Welcome Suleiman, it's very great that you joined.
We still have no counselor from the North American region, so we're still not quorum.
Okay, so about the updates, who do we have on the call? Matthew, is Matthew there?
No, Matthew hasn't joined the call.
Matthew. Okay, then number 2, Net Mundial. Demi or Carolina, who can give an update?
Hi, Katrina, this is Carolina. Since Demi's on the call, I think he has more inside information rather than I do, but maybe let's see if he can make it.
Hey, Demi. Demi, do you hear us? Could you give an update? Okay, Demi is typing. No, we're not hearing you. So Demi is asking if we're hearing him. No. Unfortunately, not. So, Carolina, maybe you could give a quick update.
Well, and this last 2 days have been, well, since the 14th, the final, well, the documents that will be sort of set up for the meeting discussion are online and available for comments. It is yet not very clear whether those comments that people have time to post up until the 21st, whether those will be sort of actually included in some kind of way into the text. I mean, this is a question I've been receiving and hearing in several lists. And I think that's a very important issue, but it's really important to bear in mind that these final documents that have been released on the 14th, which were leaked partially last week, they have changed in one substantial matter, which is that they have become non-binding. I mean, there was some idea of using this as actually sort of policy binding documents in some respect, but because this is, a sensitive issue, and this is not the kind of conference where that kind of documentation can be sort of passed as a binding solution. So then these documents will come up as strong recommendations for future actions in future forums related with internet governance matters. So I think that is a very kind of relevant outcome of the current version we have online for comments until April the 21st. Maybe Demi wants to add something more, about the final program, which is still not posted online, but which is sort of being circulated in the national hubs that are being organized and set up. Demi, are you here?
Demi is trying to set up his mic, whenever he's ready, I'm sure he will give an update. So, who joined?
This is Yangam. Hi.
Hello, Yangam.
Yeah, hello, Yangam. So, and Don also asked on Adobe chat to those people who are not talking to mute their mics because there are some noises on the phone line. Okay, so... thank you, Carolina, very much for the update. I can also give a short update that the list of CCTLD representatives who are going to São Paulo next week has been distributed by Gabi, and there's also a list of all those emails of those who will be there next week. They're also exchanged between those people. So we can exchange emails during the NetMundial meeting next week. So unfortunately, Demi is not able to set up his mic. So maybe Demi, if you could send some short update to the mailing list, would be really very appreciated. So about the fifth panel, unfortunately, Baran is not here. Bart, can you give a short update?
No, that will be difficult. But as far as I know, the fifth panel is reconvening in early May in Dubai. I will take into the account the outcome of NetMundial and public and the comments and probably the feedback they received on their original statement. So there has not been much public activity, at least, of this so-called fifth panel. Unless somebody else knows more about it, but...
Okay, thank you. So, do we have Jordan on the call about CCWG?
No, Jordan is not on the call.
Jordan is not here. So, anyone can give an update?
Yes. Katrina, this is Bart again. Say the cross-community working group has done several things in Singapore. First of all, they've been looking for comments on their NetMundial statement and seeking endorsement by the community for it. So that's more the external. Internally, the cross-community working group is now focusing on a charter. They've created a subgroup that has been working on a draft charter, and the draft charter, as soon as adopted by the full working group, will be submitted to the supporting organizations and advisory committees. The structure of the charter is almost similar to the one on the cross-community working groups just recently created. Say that's the use of country and territory names, and the cross-community working group on developing a framework of for cross-community working groups. So that's more around the structure. There has been intense discussion around the scope of this working group, and what is now excluded, at least, is the transition process on the IANA stewardships from NTIA and the associated discussions around accountability, etc., of ICANN. That will not be within the scope of this cross-community working group.
Hey, guys, it's Becky. I just joined.
Yes. Hello, Becky. Welcome. Now we have quorum, so we can actually go back to agenda item number two, minutes. We discussed them, and apart from Peter, who asked for some minor editorial correction, so there are no objections, at least not from those people who are on the call. Becky, do you have
anything? No, from me. I'm good.
Okay, so we can vote. So is anyone against minutes? Hopefully not. Abstained? No. Thank you. Minutes are approved. Very good. And again, Becky, I'm very happy that you joined, because now we're okay. Unless there's somebody wants to say something regarding agenda item number 3.2, the discussion about the Internet Governance Fora. Anything anyone would like to share or add? Well, if not, then let's move to agenda item number 4, IANA transition process. As you know, we have... ICANN has published some draft proposal, and we are supposed to send in our comments by 8th of May, so we're very short of time. Coordination Committee, Byron Keith and Becky, they have started drafting some response, so today hopefully we'll have time to discuss it. So Becky, could you please...
Sure. We've just circulated a very short draft of comments, of potential comments that
Becky,
focus on...
Becky, just a minute. Christina, could you change the... put on the document? There it is, Becky. Sorry. But now people have it in front of it's in the Adobe room now.
Okay, great. Sorry, I'm not in the Adobe room. But it's a draft of comments that focus on a couple of key issues. One issue that's of particular importance is that there's a list of things that ICANN has considered out of scope, and chief among that is the operational aspects of the IANA functions, which they have indicated are out of scope, and which we are pointing out consistent with the CC's past involvement in the requirements aspects of the IANA function contract, that those ought to be in scope, and that the IANA function contract and NTIA in administering that role has established the requirements, and that needs to be the process for establishing those requirements needs to be in scope. The other point that we make is that ICANN has consistently failed to acknowledge that CCTLDs and GTLDs, registry operators, are directly affected parties, and essentially state that we need to be at the table with the directly affected parties. The third point is the accountability point that we made in the general comments in Singapore. There's one more point, which I don't have in front of me. What's the very last paragraph part?
It's draft. So there are two.
I know what it is. This is my point that I just added in and we hadn't discussed, but I wanted to put it on the table for this group. They have the chairman of the DAC and the chairman of the board selecting the representatives from each of the SOs and ACs. And I just thought, you know, I can't. Conflicted here, and it ought to be up to the SOs and ACs to select their own representatives rather than having ICANN select them, which in some ways to me just creates an apparent, an appearance of conflict since ICANN is interested in the outcome. So those are the four points that are in the draft, and we just wanted to discuss them in this group, see whether those points make sense and whether, you know, we're prepared to circulate it more broadly within the CC community.
Okay, thank you very much. So are there any questions? Peter. Peter, I saw your hand on Adobe Room, so... Okay, maybe that was an old one. Okay, any other questions, any comments? Okay, Peter.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we hear you.
Okay, sorry, my mic was on mute. Thanks, Katrina, and thanks, Becky, for the draft. I think it's a really start for the discussions in the CCNSO, and it will definitely help us in getting to the heart of the matter quickly than if you would have worked through a large drafting team. My main comments on the details of the paper is on two registry operators are affected parties, which I think nobody doubts. But I don't understand the logic where you say that the SO representatives, because they will be part of the ICANN team, are not representative of the registry operators, but then ask for the CCNSO to appoint two additional members to that group. That seems to be for exactly the same thing as what they're doing. And so my proposal would be to make sure that we catch a broader group, and by simply, I think Don referenced that in one of his emails as well, simply replacing that by CCTLD representatives. We can figure out later on what process we could build to make sure that we are representatives. Does that make sense, my question and proposal?
So I understand the question. I mean, I think that there's a lot of double counting going on. So, you know, the IETF and the IAB and the IFOC all have, you know, essentially exactly the same, the same interests, but yet they're 3/4 of the directly affected group. And if you see in the ICANN process, sort of after it comes out, then there's another round of sending the recommendations to the board and to the directly affected parties for their input. So I thought it was important for us to be in both places. In addition, you know, the interests of IFOC and IANA and the IAB are also represented in the IANA, in the ICANN SOs and ACs. So to me, just making an artificial distinction between the CCs are part of the ICANN representation but not part of the directly affected parties didn't make sense. So there's not exactly a one-to-one correspondence for any of these roles. But, you know, the SSAC and the RSAC really have the IAB and IETF and ISOC views there, and they're going to be part of the ICANN process as well.
Right. But my concern was more specifically, how do we make sure that, as we discussed in Singapore, we cover for those CCs that are not part of the CCNSO? And I'm not asking to... I'm not asking the regional organizations here, but at least let's broaden it up so that we can make sure it's inclusive for all CCs and not just those linked through the CCNSO.
Oh, that makes sense. That's a good point.
Becky?
Yes.
This is Bart. And Peter, I think you're referring, if you look at section number 2, you're referring to the last full sentence, or the sentence starting, accordingly we call on the ICANN to expand the proposed steering group to include two representatives selected by, and this should read this broader CCTLD community, and two representatives selected by the registry stakeholder group as affected parties.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Great, I think that's a good suggestion.
That was a suggestion by Don as well this morning. So.
Okay, thank you. Any more questions? So I'd like to ask about the process. So do we need an official request from ICANN or somebody else to submit our comment, or we just prepare a comment and discuss it as widely as possible?
Katrina, may I make a suggestion?
Yes, sure.
Say given that the timeline is very limited, it's the say there is a call for public comment by ICANN, which closes on the 8th of May, and a lot of people will be traveling next week, etc. Is that say we formally circulate this document on the CCMSO Council email list and ask the councillors to submit comments, if any, by next week, including the observers, and taking note already of the point made by Peter and Don. Say then I suggest that Becky and I consolidate the comment and come back with a final draft CCNSO Council statement, and which then will be shared with the broader community, who can do whatever they want with it, either support it, use it, or use it in any other way, but that at least the CCNSO Council makes this statement and submits it to this ICANN public comment forum. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think it's a very sensible suggestion. So so I would like to invite everyone to read this excellent draft. Thanks a lot to Byron Keith and Becky for devoting their time and efforts to make this draft. So so we all read it, discuss with whoever we think is appropriate, and then we, as Bart suggested, Bart and Becky try to go through all the comments and come up with a final draft, which would be distributed to the members. So any other suggestion? And actually, one thing I wanted to add, I really enjoyed the tool used by Netmundial on their website, where you can comment the document. And I think it would be really great to have something like that, for at least for council, if not for a CC, NSO, all the members. So it was really very, very nice tool where you can submit a comment and see all the comments submitted previously.
Was it like a Google Docs tool?
No, it's not. It's a plugin to WordPress. Or at least it looked it looked like a plugin, one particular comment press core, the name of the plugin. So if we set up,
Demi made a comment on it. It's a home developed tool.
No.
That's what Demi is saying.
It really looked like a plugin to WordPress, and that was really excellent. I don't know, I enjoyed it very much.
Well, Demi is typing on the chat on the other.
Ah, okay. Demi wrote it. Okay, home developed
tool.
Okay. Yeah, it would be really nice, Demi. Thank you very much. I think it really would be very useful to facilitate discussions of various documents, at least for the council. Okay, so if no more comments to agenda point number 4, so we just proceed as we agreed. So next item is adoption of statement of purpose study group quorum rule. Christina, could you go back to the agenda? Thank you. So short history. As you remember, we had this quorum study group which emerged from elections review working group. We tried to look into issue with quorum. And as a result of the working group, there were 3 recommendations. And actually, as agreed in Singapore, there's a need for another group which would look into, well, try to clarify the various options and implications of non-voting including abstaining from vote, and how all those various aspects are perceived by the community. And, of course, recommend a further course of action to the council. It was the statement of purpose for this group, and just to avoid any confusion, we decided to call it quorum interpretation committee or something. Statement of purpose was distributed to the council list prior to the call. So if there is no comments or so, what's your general feeling? If that's okay, we can propose a resolution. So is it possible to see the resolution on the screen? I hope so. Yeah, this is proposed resolution. And I would humbly ask you to appoint me the chair, because it looks like this quorum thing is my lifelong commitment. And I really hope that one day we will solve all the issues.
Katrina?
Yes.
Katrina, maybe it's suggesting to read it, because not everybody is on Adobe, so they can't read the resolution.
So, proposed resolution. The CCNSO Council adopts the statement of purpose for the Quorum Interpretation Committee, which goal is to clarify the various options and their implication of non-voting, including abstaining from vote, are perceived by the community, and recommend a further course of action to the council. Katrina Sataki is appointed chair of the Quorum Interpretation Committee. The idea of this committee is to launch survey, ask for opinion from different CCTLDs, and then actually finalize the work by our meeting in London. So it's really not a long time frame we're talking about here. So any objections, any comments? Yes, and we also wanted to extend the call for volunteers, not only to the council, but to ask anyone from the community to join. So any questions, comments, objections to the resolution? If not, we'll consider it the resolution adopted. Okay, thank you. Let's go back to agenda, and agenda item number 6. As Christina already told us about action plan, action points, so the call for volunteers to the cross-community working group on use of country territory names as TLDs have been launched, and this time we have a lot of volunteers, 16, if I'm not mistaken. And another important point is that we have no idea how many representatives from CCNSO is okay to have there. Gabi, have you checked if there are any limits?
For this working group, there was no limit.
No limit, but in any case, 16 seems not a very reasonable number. So maybe we'll have to reduce the number of volunteers from CCNSO. And another thing, deadline for applying is tomorrow, so we might have another 50 or so. So we don't have to take any decision at the moment, just to inform you, because apparently we'll have to think how to reduce the number. Definitely we need, it's good to have representatives from different regions, from different, I don't different CCTLDs. And the proposal would be that the Secretariat goes through the list and sends it to the Council mailing list early next week. How does it sound? Oh, Yangam has a question. Yes, Yangam.
Yes, hi, Katrina, thanks.
Hello.
I recall that what we usually do if we have too many people is just, like what you were just about to propose, send a list to the council and have the council vote on a certain number of members. That's it. That's what I wanted to point out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I think I'll definitely we'll have to take a decision who will represent us in this working group. Dear Secretariat, will you be able to finalize the list and send your proposals early next week?
I can do that, but I also wanted to comment that, as I recall, what we usually do if we have many volunteers is that we actually appoint, let's say, a certain number as full members, and the rest are invited to join as observers. The difference is that the full members have, in theory, a voting right, but we don't really use that anyway, because we don't really want to exclude interested people. Bart, do you have anything to add?
No, and I think it's what we also will do is probably approach the people who have applied and ask them whether they really are available for a sustained period, because might say we anticipate that this working group will take quite some time before it comes up with a with a recommendation, if any, and you don't want to have a lot of people joining while say halfway through they will disappear again.
True. So you will try to approach
we'll
them.
Try,
and,
yeah. And my guess is as a lot of councillors will be attending the Net Mundial meeting, is that we reuse next week to sort out the volunteers and come up with a recommendation that the week after the Net Mundial we'll send an email to the council list. With a proposal, and then for the administrative vote by the council itself.
Okay. As far as I understand, we are not pressed for time here.
No, absolutely not. So you know, and this is for information of the council, as far as I know, the GNSO council has not sent out a call for volunteers yet, and they are one of the participating SOs anyway, so this means that the working group cannot start its activity until the GNSO has concluded its call for volunteers.
Okay, very good. So timeline seems reasonable here. Okay, so we'll wait for some ideas from you the week after Net Mundial, so starting from by the end of the month. Okay? Bart?
Yes,
okay, yes. Very good. So another group is Cross-Community Working Group for the development of a framework of principles for cross-community working groups. Here we have five volunteers, right?
Yeah, we have five volunteers and the limit is five.
Okay, good. We also have a deadline tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay, and perhaps same principle applies here as for the previous one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, note that John Birard is on the call and Becky as well, is that this work, the GNSO has not sent out a call for volunteers yet. They have to go through their own processes. And again, there is no real rush to do it today, and so we'll send out the list for email voting.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So let's move on then. Agenda item number 7, council updates, chair update. Unfortunately, chair is not on the call today. Vice chair's update, one of the vice chairs is not here either. So from my side, I tried to compile a list of CCTLDs and see how what channels can be used to reach these CCTLDs, just to make sure that we know which CCTLDs are not reachable at the moment. So, and this, with the help of Gabi, completed the list, and this list Excel file was sent to the Internet Governance Working Group, or what was the name, exact name of the the group. Yesterday we had a call. Now we more or less understand which CCTLDs are not reachable, and now we can think how to try to reach them. Another thing which I'd like to do is to understand the current situation with liaisons, the other organizations, how we actually work with other organizations, how we reach out to these organizations, and maybe how we can support our liaisons, and what actually we expect from our liaisons, and what we want from what we would like to what would be really useful for council, so what feedback would be useful for council when we talk about our liaisons. So that's a short update from me. Any other councillor, anything to say about their activities? Okay, if not, regional organizations, any updates from you? Okay, no, thank you. Staff, dear Secretariat.
This is Bart, maybe just one. So you know, and I want you to have a look at it, say the Internet Governance webpage has a lot of interesting, I think, links and a new layout. If you have any suggestions of material that should be included, please send it to the Secretariat. I think Gabi sent it around yesterday to the community. So if you, as the councillors, or especially the people on the Internet Governance Working Group, have suggestions, please send it to us so we can include it on that webpage.
And Carolina already sent. Thank you. Thank you, Carolina. That's a very good point. It's really very interesting site. Many useful links, and I hope it will be even more useful when we all work together to have the full list of many different resources, to many different resources. So, no more updates. Okay, thank you. Then let's move to working group and other updates. So it looks like we don't have written updates from SOP and CIR, right?
Yes, maybe. Katrina, maybe yes. With regard to the SOP. The SOP last week sent out the chair of the SOP sent out a start of the process for providing comments on the ICANN's operational planning process and ICANN's strategic planning process that will happen between now and the end of May. So the SOP will start its work shortly.
Okay, thank you. And CRI and Framework of Interpretation, so there's no progress since Singapore, right?
No, since Singapore they haven't done anything yet. Not say as a working group.
Okay. CCWG drafting charter. Becky, could you give a short update?
Is this the cross-community working group on cross-community working groups?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes.
Okay, well, we finalized the charter in Singapore, and the Secretariat and John Berard and I have had a next step call. It sounds like we're ahead of the GNSO in terms of appointing members, but just as soon as we get that done, I think we will get started on the work.
Okay, thank you. So next one, meeting program working group. I'll try to give a short update. As you already know, we have gathered feedback from our meeting in Singapore. Now studying it and actually have some ideas what to do next. And one of the things is we would like to provide feedback on feedback. So just try to explain people which of the of their proposals we are going to implement in the next meetings, and which proposals unfortunately we are not able to implement and why. So just people understand for people to understand that their feedback is important for us, and we're trying to respond and try to meet their wishes and needs. We're planning to have our first teleconference call in 2 weeks. So that's just to start planning the meeting. Meeting agenda for London. So that's a short update. So next, liaison updates. Do we have liaisons?
Patrick is not available.
Patrick is not available, but we have excellent report from him, as always, GNSO update from GNSO. We have also written report from Ron regarding ALAC. So agenda item number 10, update work plan. Bart, any comments?
Just a quick one. What you have in front of you, or what has been sent with the monthly update, again in red line, is the deleted parts, and which is in the table itself is what has been done since Singapore and what is upcoming. I'm also working on the overall working plan with Byron, and I did some drafting. It became unintelligible, so I had to revisit it again. And that will take into account the outcome of the workshop in Singapore and, say, the ongoing activities of the council and activities we'll always have, like council elections, board selection, etc., and the ongoing working groups. So I hope to submit it by, say, before Byron hits Net Mundial. So it's in progress.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions regarding the work plan? Comments? No, thank you. Then agenda item number 11, date of next meeting. So we have three here in front of us at the moment. So 22nd May at 12 UTC. We have face-to-face meeting 25th June. 4 p.m. Local time in London, and 21st August, 12 UTC. So, any other business? Anything, any issue you'd like to raise? Okay, if not, I'm very glad to say that we have finished within an hour. I'd like to thank Secretariat for their support. That was really my first time I chair CCNSL Council call. So thank you very much for being patient, and see many of you next week in São Paulo. If not, let's exchange emails because we have several issues that we're going to discuss on the mailing list. So if there are no any other additions, any other comments, so I'd like to thank you all for being on the call and participating in the discussions, and have a nice time.
Okay. Thank you, Katrina. Bye-bye.
Thank
you,
Katrina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.